wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul? What wondrous love is this that calls the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, for my soul? To God and to the Lamb I will sing, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb, who is the great I Am. While millions join the theme, I will sing, I will sing. Christianity is a singing religion. Did you know that? What a privilege it is for me to spend 30 minutes with you devotionally as together we lean our arms upon heaven's windowsill and gaze into the face of our Savior. Then, with that vision in our heart, let us turn strong to meet our day. I said to you that Christianity is a singing religion. It is a happy religion, a joyful religion. It is God's will that when the heart gets right with God, that heart bubble over with a sense of joy and happiness that only God can impart. Listen to these verses of Scripture. The first one found in Proverbs. He that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. I like that. Proverbs 15, verse 15. He that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. And Jesus has told us that he came that we might have joy, and that more abundantly. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said Jesus, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's joy, isn't it? He spake this of the Holy Spirit. The joy of the Lord is your strength, says the Scripture. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And I like this one found in Romans 14, verse 17, because it gives the idea of Christianity in a nutshell. It says, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. In other words, don't argue over little, silly, trivial things, which a lot of Christians do, and they practically lose their religion because of arguing over this point and this disagreement. Well, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Those are the three most important things in the Christian religion. And I could preach a sermon on all three of those, which I can't do because my time is limited. But it's not just in arguing and debating all the fine points of our religion. It's in living it. Maybe you're right in your debate. Maybe the thing that you fuss about and argue about, maybe you come out the winner in every debate, but you've missed the point. If that's all you do is just argue theology and religion, because the kingdom of God does not consist in meat and drink and all of these trivial things. It consists in righteousness, that is, the heart being right with God, and peace, of which the Scripture says passes all understanding, and joy in the Holy Ghost. God wants us to be happy. If you see a Christian walking around with a long face, and his or her Christianity is a heavy burden to be borne, then you can know that some way, somehow, they missed the point. They have misunderstood what it was all about. When Jesus comes into the heart, he makes the heart glad, happy, joyful. And he who has a merry heart hath a continual feast. Serving Christ is a joyful life. Praise God. But remember, too, not only is it a joyful, happy life, it's a righteous life. When the heart is right with God, you're going to walk right, look right, dress right, talk right, conduct yourself in a right way. because you love God. Someone said, love God and live as you please. Well, I agree with that. Because if you really love God, you will want to live and do as He pleases. For our serving Christ is not based just upon rules and do's and don'ts and commands. It is based on love. If you love me, said Jesus, do what I say. Keep my commandments. And can you imagine any kind of a so-called love that would not want to please God? If you love Him, then you want to search His Word to find out what His commandments are, what His will is, what His pleasure is. If you love Him, you want to please Him and do His will. Do what He says. And then as we walk right, and the heart is right with God, and we have that righteousness that is heaven sent, not flesh manufactured, self-effort, but given to us by the Holy Spirit, the real thing. Oh, you can tell the difference. The Pharisees had righteousness and holiness, but it was a false kind. And Jesus said, verily I say unto you, except your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, you will in no wise enter heaven. So it's not just some self-made rules and standards that we keep, and if we do those things, we can say, well, I'm right with God, I'm righteous. No, it has to be imparted by the Holy Spirit, true righteousness. And that's what the kingdom of God is made up of. That's what it consists of, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Reflect on that today. Pray that those three things will be abundant in your life. Have a heart that's right with God, but be at peace too. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, interpersonal relationships, be at peace. That's one of the earmarks of Christianity. Peace, the peace of God filling our hearts and minds and nerves and emotions. And listen, if the heart is right with God, and if you have the peace of heaven in your soul, how could you help but being joyful and happy in the Lord? Oh God, fill our hearts today with your joy, your peace, your righteousness, and we'll praise your name for it. We'll praise your name. I'm so thankful to have these 30 minutes that I can spend with you devotionally. Oh, may the Lord fill us with His Spirit, His joy, His peace, His righteousness today. He'll keep your feet from falling. Just trust Him. Oh, A good verse of scripture, Isaiah 41, verse 13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Can you find any scripture in all the Bible, Old or New Testament, better than that? You'll find some to equal this, but you won't find one any better than that. Isaiah 41, verse 13. That takes the fear out of living, doesn't it? Takes the dread out of the future. It takes the anxiety out of the moment. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. I cannot walk alone, dear Lord, without the touch of your hand. My legs are weak and I'm afraid, but I know you understand. When I reach out for you, dear Lord, I always find you there. And you will renew my strength when I come to you in prayer. You've given me many blessings, Lord, including a heart that sings. And as I walk in your shadow, I'm safe beneath your wings. In my distress, I cried, dear Lord, and I know you heard my plea. You said, Dear child, take my hand and fear not, but come unto me. I know I need not fear, dear Lord. For you call me by my name, you'll walk with me all the way, and help me to not complain. Those aren't just pretty words. It's based on the scripture. And I'll read it again. Isaiah 41, verse 13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Dear friend, have you found yourself in a place that's difficult, a place that's scary, it's dark. You're faced with a lot of uncertainties, you're faced with the unknown. Let the Lord speak a word of cheer and strength to you. The things that you have to cope with and wrestle with, whatever it is, name it. Conjure up your worst fear, your worst dread. The Lord says, I'll hold your hand, I'll walk with you. I love these words in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, penned by the Apostle Paul. He said, writing to the Corinthian church, For when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears. Nevertheless, God, who comforteth those that are cast down, comforted us. Without were fightings, within were fears. Nevertheless, God, who comforteth those that are cast down, comforted us. Well, we're in same shape, aren't we? The things that we face today, the things that we saw yesterday, the things that will come our way tomorrow, you can kind of sum it up by saying, without were fightings, within were fears. We're surrounded by them. And if it's not something that happens to you personally, it's something that happens to a dear friend or a loved one that's very dear to you, and it hurts just as much. And sometimes, not just sometimes, but oftentimes, the way does get scary and very frustrating. But the Lord says, don't be afraid. I'm going to be right there. I'll hold your hand. I'll give you peace. I'll give you my joy. Earlier I was talking to you about joy, how that Christianity is a happy religion, a singing religion, a joyful religion, and indeed it is. And as I read my Bible, I come to understand that the Lord's joy within the heart of the Christian has nothing to do, nothing whatsoever to do with circumstances and life's events. The prophet Habakkuk said this so clearly in his book, "Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." See, it didn't matter if things went in reverse, if things weren't the way he wanted it to be. He said, "No matter. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." I hope everything is going beautifully just the way you want it in life for you right now. If so, thank God for it. Don't take anything for granted. The Bible says every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, from our Heavenly Father, with whom there's no shadow of turning, no variableness. And so thank God for every good and perfect gift. But if everything's going haywire and in reverse, and the circumstances of life couldn't be any more dismal in your life, no matter, if your heart is right with God, and you know there's nothing between your soul and the Savior, you can still have heaven's peace, heaven's joy in your heart beyond measure. Pray for it. Ask God for it. He may or may not change the circumstance, but no matter, in the midst of it, the Lord will give His peace and the sense of His presence. Oh, do you love Him? Well, that's the catch, of course. All these promises are given to those who love the Lord, not those necessarily who are perfect, certainly not, because none of us are, but to those who love Him. "Eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, what God has prepared for those who love Him." And if you love Him, He's got a hold of your hand, and He's going to walk with you through every dark valley, over every mountaintop, across every river. He'll be with you. Do you believe that? That's the Word of God. What are you going to believe? Your own feelings and dismal fears and the whisperings of the devil? Or are you going to believe God? "Thus saith the Lord, His word." And what is His word? He said, "I will never leave thee, never forsake thee." So we're never alone, are we? Praise God. Let's just worship Him in these moments, wherever you are. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a precious, wonderful name. Let's love Him and worship Him.
One of the greatest comforts for times like these are the precious promises from God's Word. A promise that I've always cherished is this: "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rose a melody sweeter than song. In celestial-like strains it unceasingly falls, o'er my soul like an infinite call. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love.
Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how God wants us to live, and you can't do it in yourself, can you? Nor can I. It is only as we become filled with His Holy Spirit. That's the imperative command given to us in Ephesians chapter 5. Be filled with the Spirit. And as we are, then we can speak to ourselves and among ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and we can be happy in the Lord and sing and make melody. And it will be a sound pleasing in His ears. We'll be able to always give thanks for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. O Lord, today fill us with Your Spirit. Fill us with Your fullness. And grant us righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We don't understand, nor can we comprehend how You do it, but by faith we believe that You do. And also that no one is excluded except those who exclude themselves. And God is no respecter of persons, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Lord, we call upon You this very day. So we believe that we too shall be included in the outpouring of Your grace and favor and mercies. Amen.
I do not know of Jesus' love that brought Him down to earth from heaven above, nor why He bore the cross of Calvary.
Wish I had a few more moments, but my time is gone. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee. Have a good day. God bless you.
But this one thing I know, that when the crimson glow dropped to the earth below, it fell on me. My eyes were open wide, saw him crucified. I knew for me he died on Calvary. I do not know what I can do or say. My debt of gratitude to him to pay, but I at least can cry, O Christ divine, had I a million lives, they would all be thine. Yes, this one thing I know, that when the crimson glow drop to the earth below, it fell on me. My eyes were open wide, and I saw him crucified. I knew